Hello there. Thanks again for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 17 through 21. Proverbs 22, verses 17 through 21 says, "Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips, that your trust may be in the Lord. I have made them known to you today, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 or noble sayings of counsel and knowledge to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you?" Now, in this section here, Solomon is now introducing a section of wisdom that he has compiled from other wise men and ultimately from God. But I want to focus today on look at how he says that we are to receive them. He says, "Listen intently." And that's what he tells us. Incline your ear. Verse 17, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to knowledge. He says, first off, that we need to incline our ear to listen intently. And that's a big part of learning. And that's a big part of receiving God's truth. We have to want to hear. The Bible says, "For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see." Well, how do we get that? We humble ourselves and say, "God, give us eyes to see. Teach me. Show me what it is I need." And so we need to first listen intently, incline our ear. But then we're to apply the knowledge to our heart. That's what he says in the rest of that verse, in verse 17. "And apply your heart to my knowledge." In Psalm 119, listen to verse 11. David says, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Listen to that again. "I have stored up," some of your translations would even say treasured. "I've treasured your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." In order to apply this wisdom and have it received in our lives, we need to first incline our ear, listen intently, and then don't just hear it, but then go away and not do what it says, as it says in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 and following. That's foolishness. No, we're to be doers of the word, not hearers only. But what we need to do then is incline our heart to it. Take the word and treasure it in our heart. Believe it and receive it in our hearts. Now, at the same time, I want you to hear this. Seeking God's wisdom is a way to put our trust in God. You know, we always talk about wanting to trust God and live for God. One of the ways you can do that is to seek His wisdom. One of the ways my children bless me is when they humble themselves, because as you know, when kids are teenagers, and I got two of them in their early 20s, when they're at that age, they have a tendency to think they already know stuff and that mom and dad don't know anything. But when they humble themselves and say, "Could you show me how to do this?" or, "Dad, I probably handled it the wrong way. What would you do here?" they actually show their trust in me. And that's what I want you to understand is one of the ways you can show your trust in God is to incline your ear to his wisdom. Apply it to your heart. Now, how do we do that? Well, there's lots of ways. One, we could listen to a radio program like this and pay close attention to what's being taught and listen and apply and spend some time meditating on the word that's been preached to us in our services as well, a Bible study, a small group of some sort, or a Sunday school class. But we can also spend time by ourselves just with the Lord and His word and His spirit that lives within us and spend some time and say, "Lord, I don't just want to read my Bible today and say that I read my Bible. I want to incline my ear. I want to open this book today, and I want you to speak to me." See, a lot of people do Bible reading as a duty and a chore, and once they've got it checked off their list, then they can go on with the rest of their day. No, the reason we read the Bible is because we need it. The reason we eat is because we need it. The reason we drink water and drink things like that, we need it for life. The Bible says that His word is our food. It is our life. So if you spend some time, maybe today, where you sit down and say, "Lord, I want to incline my ear, listen intently to what you're saying here. So I'm not just going to read it. I'm going to meditate on it." A wise person has said that reading the Word of God without meditating on it is like eating without swallowing. Oh, but don't just listen intently. Now apply what He's shown you, what He's opened your eyes to in Revelation. Apply it to your heart. Put it in your heart, store it, treasure it in your heart, and then the Spirit of God will take His word and it'll come alive, become life to you, and He'll lead you and He'll guide you, and your Lord will be pleased because you trust in Him. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.